And finally, on average, you will spend 92 days sitting on the toilet in your lifetime. I feel like I've done that already. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
Put it on the poll. Have you already spent 92 days on the toilet in your lifetime? Jorge Sedano, I don't know his middle name. When you were in trouble with your Latin family, did you also get called by your first and middle name when somebody was angry at you?
First of all, before I get to that, Dan, I want to say how amazing it is to hear Diamond Girl over Stu Gatz's SportsCenter update, Stevie B's Nice and Wild group from 1987. It was Jorge Carlos.
Nice. were there any chancletas in your life from a sister? Was any a grandmother? Was anyone throwing a flip-flop at you when you were in trouble?
No, Abuela was definitely throwing the chancleta. She was good with multiple chancletas, too. It felt like it was a video game. She was just firing chancletas that were just randomly coming off her feet, you know, in droves.
I wonder if Americans know that. I wonder if Americans know that the Latin mom and grandma, one of the signature punishments is to simply hurl a flip-flop. Evidently, Sinano's grandma, like a throwing star, like two throwing stars, like a bit of a ninja, Abuela was.
Yeah, it was like in a video game where there's constant weapons that the ninja can throw. She was just multiple chancletas. It didn't matter. There were only 2 feet. There were just multiple chancletas firing at me constantly.
All right, so the shipping container has been laughing at you here, and I joined in the laughter because of your contention. Chris, you want to take it up with him first because the shipping container is agitated and they want to crack at you right now. Chris, you take it up first.
Well, Jorge Sedano famously said that Rudy Gobert should have been suspended for getting the coronavirus. And I'm seeing reports that Anthony Davis has a cold. Should we maybe fine him? I'm thinking that's at least a fine. What do you think, Sedano?
First of all, you guys have clearly run out of material if we're rehashing this 4 months later. But second of all, what I said on your show, I believe, was that it wasn't about him being suspended because he contracted the coronavirus. It's because he so flippantly was touching other people's stuff, particularly reporters who were all freaking out because we had no idea what this thing was all about. That was my issue with him, was just him being reckless in that situation. So no, Chris, Anthony Davis shouldn't be suspended for a cold or whatnot. But you should do better than asking college football to play flag football, okay? Because last time I checked, you still have to huddle during flag football.
Yeah, that's true. Good point by Sedano there. Billy, what do you have for Sedano? You've been making
NBA's about to come back, so I'm wondering if we still are on that bandwagon of should he be suspended for being reckless or not, or is it all is forgiven?
Well, what I said was if I were the commissioner, I would have suspended him. I'm not the commissioner, clearly, Billy, so Adam Silver has chosen not to do that. So he can play on at this point. And by the way, I saw your Walter Mercado documentary yesterday. The last 10 minutes, I could have just fallen asleep. It was great up until that point. They should have ended it.
Oh, my God.
Jorge Ramos's interview.
Whoa. This is the most outrageous thing you've said since you thought someone should get suspended for getting sick. What do you mean that the last 10 minutes were the worst 10 minutes? That was like the heartfelt moment of the thing. You're like crying. You're happy for Walter. Are you talking? Wait, hold on. One last 10 minutes. Spoiler alert, by the way. If you haven't seen it yet, you should. What last 10 minutes do you have an issue with?
Basically, that once the museum stuff happened, it should have just ended right there. There wasn't. I just felt like it went too long. Like I didn't need that extra last 10 minutes. Like the museum part is nice; it's very touching. But basically, right after the Jorge Ramos interview from Univision, it should have just been the museum. Boom, ending. Fin. End credits.
That museum scene was. Tell me you didn't. If you didn't cry, you almost cried during that museum thing. Let me ask you your thoughts on this.
It was very good, though. You did recommend it. But by the way, you're sitting here all apoplectic about my reaction to it. But I recall you telling me via text yesterday.
I didn't text you yesterday. We don't need to go there.
You asked me, and you said, I said, I'm going to watch it tonight. You said, there are some slower parts, but overall good. So don't be a fraud now saying that the whole thing is
good.
Wow,
he exposed the private stuff. He's lashing out.
Wow.
He's lashing out.
I thought we were one team here.
No, he suspended Gobert for getting sick, and he's doubled down on it. And what I want to know, Sedano, is how lonely did you feel as no one has supported you? Much like Chris Cody's flag football take, there is not a single person who has supported you on this. Rudy Gobert should have been suspended for being sick.
Listen, Danny.
You said it, man.
I didn't say he should be suspended for being
you
sick.
Did.
I said
you,
he
did.
Suspended you did.
For being a dope. I didn't say that. Stugat, don't you start with me. I know where the bodies are buried.
Yeah, but you've told all the stories already. I'm good. I mean,
I've got plenty. As a matter of fact, I think I'm sitting in for you at the end of the month, and I've got some more stories just for me and Dan.
Do you have something for us now that you could give the audience just a little taste when you sit in for Stugat's later this month? Just a Stugat story that people don't know that they might want to know because you know where all the secrets are. Stugat's is, for those of you who don't know, Stugat's, there's no one Stugat's afraid of, except for some reason Sedano, because Sedano knows things to be so that the rest of us don't.
I'm going to save it for July 29th and 30th when I come on the show, Dan.
Okay. All right. We look forward to that. Zion has left the bubble to attend to a family matter. What are the things that you find interesting? Are you of the belief that we're more likely to have a lopsided champion this year because of all the weird things that can happen as we head into this?
No, not really. I still think as long as there's relative safety there. I mean, look, the numbers that came out the other day that only two out of the 302 players that were there tested positive. I mean, look, nobody should be, you shouldn't get any positives, right? Like, we shouldn't be celebrating that. But at least I took a breath and said, okay, I think this thing may work as long as they can kind of keep those numbers down. And obviously none of the star players get affected. But it looks like so far so good. But, yeah, I just think ultimately this is going to come down to the Clippers and Lakers in the West. I will say this in the East, Dan, the more and more I talk to people that aren't Milwaukee, the rest of those teams feel like Milwaukee can be had. Like, I'm not saying that Milwaukee shouldn't be the favorite. They are the best team in the East. But Giannis has holes in his game, and I think that teams in the East feel confident that because he has holes in his game offensively still, that he can still be had, and that East spot to the finals is potentially up for grabs.
Sedano, I just saw a video released on Twitter of Jason Tatum sneezing without covering his mouth. So I think, what is that? That's the first two games of the season, you think?
Maybe they should just give him some clam juice and, or put his foot in garlic, and maybe that'll work itself out.
Wow, he's coming after you for no reason, Chris. Really? You haven't misrepresented a thing he said. Yes, Billy, what do you have?
Sedano, last thing on Mucho Mucho Amor. We can both agree that Lin-Manuel Miranda was putting it on a little bit, right? Like, he knew the cameras was there, and he was, like, extra emotional when he met Walter.
He was a little extra, even from the beginning. Listen, I love Hamilton, okay? But come on, like, you seemed very, very excited. Like, and by the way, do you recall your family, your entire family sitting around watching Walter Mercado? I don't remember the huddling of people watching Walter Mercado, at least not in my family.
He was always kind of on in the background. He was always on right. Somewhere, but it wasn't like a thing where it's like, everybody gather around, Walter's on.
Yeah, no, it wasn't that. It wasn't the Ed Sullivan show. Like that you know, it didn't feel like that. No, absolutely not.
Sedano, it's your boy Tony. Listen, really quick, the NBA snitch line, a lot of people are using it. I should have used it on you when you wore the turtleneck on TV. What's your thought about the snitch line?
Who the hell is Tony?
Yeah, who are you again?
What are your thoughts there, Sedano?
I have no idea what he's talking about. Did you invent turtlenecks? Okay, yeah. All right.
No, the snitch line,
George.
The snitch line is what he's asking about.
Which Gobert, your boy Gobert is already complaining about the snitch line.
He says it's petty. Listen, is it petty? I don't know, man. At the end of the day, you need to keep people safe. And, you know, if Doc Rivers is joking, saying that he's already called about LeBron and everybody. But I don't know if I would do it. I would probably just, I don't know. I don't know. It's a terrible, I don't know. I have a terrible answer for this.
Wow.
I don't know.
You couldn't have been any worse on this subject, Sedano. You're shook because everyone attacked you because you're the only one who said that Rudy Gobert was sick, and you botched the dismount totally. Like, that was the worst answer I've ever heard from an NBA analyst on an NBA question. Tony stymied you.
Well, you know what? You guys are also interrupting my Max and Stephen A. time. Can I get back to that?
All right, go back and watch your first take. Wade is clarifying his initial tweet supporting Nick Cannon. That's what's on First Take right now. You guys really flustered Sedano. Again, Sedano, famous at the network for the exclusive report that Rudy Gobert should be suspended for getting sick.
Awkward transition. Time for some ads.
Casper, people, what was that dismount from Sedano? I want to play that back next segment. Sedano was incompetent at radio for the last 30 seconds because you guys shook him so much with your attacks.
He's really thrown up by the turtleneck. He was too focused on that and not focused on the actual question. Very defensive Sedano these days.
That was not a great appearance from Sedano at the end there.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. If you missed any of the show, you can listen to all 3 hours of the Dan Le Batard Show, plus our Miami-only hour and our Best of Podcast on demand in the ESPN app, and subscribe to the Le Batard and Friends Podcast Network featuring South Beach Sessions, Stupidity, and Mystery Crate. Please rate and subscribe. New episodes are posted every week wherever you get your podcasts.
So Chris Cody sneezed during the break. ESPN has suspended him for the remainder of the week. Stugatz wanted to ask Jorge Sedano if the Jazz win the title, should Rudy Gobert get a ring? We ran out of time, unfortunately. He was not able to ask that question. But Sedano, who you could listen to, although I don't know why you'd want to after he dismounted on that last segment, but his L.A. show, the Sedano Show, is 6:30 to 9 p.m. on ESPN L.A. 710 and the ESPN app. I believe we have a new candidate for worst answer ever given to a question in a moment on the show. We will get back to that in a second. But a couple of things have happened around here that I believe have to be revisited. One of them is Stan Van Gundy's what I believe to be blasphemous contention that chocolate chip cookies are no good soft. At Le Batard Show on Twitter, chocolate chip cookies, hard or soft is the question, because I believe he has never said anything more wrong. Give me a mushy cookie, not want something that breaks apart in my mouth like most Chips Ahoy and just falls apart and tastes like sawdust. Like, he's stridently loud wrong on this.
Preach.
I have a theory on this, okay? I think Stan did not know that question, the follow-up cookie question, was coming with this top three, and then you threw brands at him, and I think all he could think of at the time was Chips Ahoy. That's my theory. I think Stan regrets saying that. I do.
Okay, well, that's good to know, because it's slightly less blasphemous if he issues a formal apology through the Orlando Magic and the Detroit Pistons. Yes, Tony.
We can all agree that the chocolate chip cookie that is best is harder on the outside and then progressively gets softer in the middle, right?
Correct.
Can we all agree on that? Because I'll take a totally soft cookie. I don't need it to be hard anywhere.
And to the point that we were making to Stan, he has sent out all those tweets over the last few days. The tweet he sent out literally 20 minutes ago about Chips Ahoy has way more retweets than anything else he's been tweeting outside of like a few things.
And that's all that matters, as we all know. Society, all that matters is how many retweets do you get? It's a life principle for Chris Cody. The other thing I wanted to get to before we get to what I believe to be the single worst answer ever given to a question in the history of broadcast medium from Jorge Sedano. Is Billy and Tony, as the resident Cuban guys around here today, Roy was pointing out that there's a minor league team called the Flying Chancletas. Are you guys, do you guys have any experience, you, your loved ones, anyone around you, with the grandma or the mother or a sister as a way of punishment throwing a flip-flop at you, like Sedano, where he says that grandma was a flip-flop ninja?
I mean, I'm familiar with the practice. I don't remember getting hit often as a child, but yeah, that's, you know, it's a cultural thing that happens. I don't think it's unique to Hispanics, so I think that happens in multiple cultures.
Do you? I'm not sure that happens in multiple cultures. I might have that one wrong, but I think that's a distinctly Hispanic thing with the occasional outlier.
It absolutely is, Dan, and I've been hit with my fair share of chancletas and things that could have been chancletas that were thrown, TV remotes, maybe a newspaper. There's a lot of things that could be used. It's just whatever's closest to you is getting hurled, and for some reason, it's sniper-like accuracy.
And Dan, just to back you up on that, I can safely tell you that no one in my family has ever thrown a shoe or a flip-flop at another member of my family. Nobody has, okay?
All right. Yes, Billy.
It's not necessarily getting it thrown at you. It's just holding it in the air, and you know that it could possibly
The threat of it. That is correct. Let us play for the audience. Again, we do not misrepresent Sedano around here. The only thing we speak is truth. We only dabble in facts around here. I want you guys to revisit. This was Tony totally flustering Sedano. Tony flustered him at my wedding. Tony flusters him in general because Sedano has stolen his turtleneck look. And the question, this is how this happened to Jorge Sedano. It's as embarrassing a moment as I've ever heard from someone who gives analysis on this network when he was asked, you know, about the snitch line in the NBA.
I have a terrible answer for this. Man, I don't know.
Good God, man. Good God. All right, so this month, because we have to get some vacation in or lose it, we're going to have a bit of a herky-jerky situation with the show. Some of us are going to miss some days here and have some long weekends. So we have got some flux here tomorrow on who's in and who's not in. So we will open up the club today at the end of the show, and we will also update the polls now so we have room to for the club before it is that we do that. But I want to get into a little bit here, Stugat. Do we know anything about where the fight with Dana White stands? Because we were waiting for ESPN executives, and we can't even execute a telephone call. Mike Ryan's on vacation. He's on paternity leave this week, and so the last I'd heard we were waiting for a call to see if Disney would even allow any of this. Does anyone around here have any information on where Billy, you're the standing executive here. Do you have any information on where this fight with Dana White stands and whether or not Disney will allow it? Because I think he's avoiding me. I think he's trying to get away from me, and he's probably using lawyers to do so.
I don't think that that's what's happening at all. I don't think the fight is going to happen. Last I heard, Mike was supposed to talk to people, and we haven't gotten an update on that. But it's not just I don't think. You don't think that Dana White's afraid of
me. What do you know is happening here? I'm sitting here waiting. What I don't want to do is go any further down this route and then have lawyers play defense against good content. Like, what I don't want to do is keep wasting our time with all of these things where we say a whole bunch of things and nothing ends up happening around here.
Well, what have you been doing to prepare for this fight that you're afraid that you've wasted your time for? Because I don't think that you've gotten like a trainer.
No, but I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna put forth any effort until I know that it's going to be allowed, because I know we can't run sprints outside anymore because Disney lawyers are afraid of liability. So I can't imagine how they'd feel about me and him in an octagon.
Because you were running so many sprints before they announced you can't run sprints outside?
I mean, look, this is all fair that my training methods might not be looking like I am in prime shape to fight Dana White right now, but I haven't gone through a camp, and I'm not doing this on 6 days' notice like Masvidal.
Well, you know there's also health benefits to training, right? So, like, let's say you just get in really good shape and then you don't fight, because let's be real, that fight is never going to happen. But let's say you just get in shape to do this.
What do you know as our standing executive? Because you like to say, let's be real, the fight's never going to happen. But when I ask you, what have we done to execute a single phone call as the resident expert here who is an executive, what is the answer to that?
I've done nothing. Mike said he was handling it, so let Mike handle it. If it's not done, it's not on me.
I mean, the last I heard, Mike had reached out to ESPN, spoke to some attorneys, so I think we're already at the attorney level, Dan. And as you know, once you reach that level, attorney level is where good ideas die. So, I mean, it's not happening. Yes. I don't know.
I feel like he lied to you about that too, right? Like, I feel like he just doesn't want to tell you this is never going to happen. So he's like, oh, yeah, I got to talk to the lawyers. And then, oh, the lawyers, they got
put it. Put
Dan,
it on,
you know the lawyers. The lawyers got in the way of this.
Put it on the poll.
Are you going to fly to Abu Dhabi, Dan, to fight Dana White?
People would have paid to have that on the prelim. No, the free prelim on ESPN, me and Dana White fighting for free. You guys wouldn't watch that. We're burping out fights every 2 days here. You don't think I can get, say, you know, a few rounds in one of them?
Oh, I would totally watch that. That's a 22-and-a-half-hour flight. Did you know that? That's insane, man. I mean, just you're going to travel all the way there for Dana to beat you up?
I mean. Yeah, I don't know whether or not I need to be flying over there. There are some things in play right now with protocol. I'm not sure that he wants me in there giving the coronavirus to anybody either. Like, I think I don't think they want me infecting the bubble, like where I lose the fight to him, but I also ruin his sport because their bubble fails all of a sudden. Because I've gone across the country to go fight him. We'll figure out something there, and I'm sure it'll amount to next to nothing. I want to go back here for a second, though, because we were talking about what I believe to be the single worst answer ever given to a question on this radio show. Right now, the staggering symbol in our show's history for inefficient incompetence belongs to Billy Gill trying to explain his rivalry with Nemesis executive Charlie Hume. This is how Billy Gill described Charlie.
Well, Charlie, as far as I know, so just Charlie's title in my
Are you going to say anything? Well, all right, and so that is Billy Gill. I believe, though, that Sedano was more inefficient about never saying anything than Billy was.
I don't know. God, I don't know. I have a terrible answer for this. God, I don't know if I would do it. I would probably just, I don't know. I don't know if I would do it. I don't know. I have a terrible answer for this. God, man, I don't know.
Made sense to me.
Yeah. That's my language, man.
He's a professional radio person. He has to talk on the sidelines in like 30-second efficient bursts. How is this the answer to one of the questions we give him?
I don't know. God, I don't know. I have a terrible answer for this. God, I don't know if I would do it. I would probably just, I don't know. I don't know if I would do it. I have a terrible answer for this. God, man, I don't know.
Dan, when you are, you know, brought to light on doing something shameful, like stealing somebody's look and not giving them credit for it and denying it and tripling down on denying it, you get flustered when that gets brought up out of nowhere.
This is Tony taking a victory lap. Why are you making a sour face, Billy? No particular reason? You don't want
to
talk?
This damn computer locks itself, and then I need to put in new passwords, and I can't talk to you while I'm typing in the past technology.
Okay. Good work, Billy. Excellent work to close out the segment.
I don't know.
Thanks. Yeah, you don't know. I don't know.
Cha-ching. Time for some ads.
Billy, with radio, the way it works is you have to speak, even if you don't have to say anything. The waving hands at me is not helpful in any way because you're filled with a panic, and you're sitting there jumping up in the air like an armadillo.
You wouldn't have heard him, though.
It would have been better than what he was doing, which is just backing away from the microphone scared and doing jazz hands at me like he was fighting on. Like it's like he's never done radio before. I don't even understand what just happened there. In a segment about Sedano not answering a question correctly, did you get jealous and say, watch this, watch what I can do when I'm asked a question?
It was pretty bad because I felt like I had finally lost that from being like tied to me because Sedano's was worse. And then, of course, I billied it.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance.
At Lebatard Show on Twitter, let's update the polls here, Stugat, before we open up the club for the weekend. Roy doing the club for the first time in 15 years, not to put the pressure on Roy at all, but he is responsible for the club, and it is a lot of pressure. So we will send you into the weekend here, long weekend for some of us around here in a second. But at Lebatard Show on the polls, Stugat, what do we have?
So you're not putting pressure on him by putting pressure up, by announcing there's pressure on him. That's a good job out of you. I like that. That's a good strategy.
I don't want to put pressure on him, but that's where we are because we weren't sure if a club was going to happen. And then Roy just sort of squeaked at me during the break. I only have four sounds and he got scared. So now we're in a place where Roy has to find a bunch of sounds.
All right, but no pressure. The Twitter poll at Lebazar Show is brought to you by 303 Touchless Sealant for the ultimate protection and shine in no time. At Lebazar Show on Twitter. I have three remaining from yesterday, and then we will get to today's polls. Is a mushy apple the worst thing in the world? 60% of the audience said yes. Which is worse, a sandwich with soggy bread or a mushy apple? 54% of the audience said soggy sandwich.
All right, those numbers don't fit together. I don't think these polls are scientific.
Something does not add up there, Dan. Even I can tell that. Is 188 tweets in your first 4 days on Twitter too much?
He's not stopping. Real nope. Stan VG. He ain't stopping. He's doubling down on tweeting way too much.
91% of the audience said yes. Are you the lamest if you toast management? Great question. 85% of the audience said yes. Have you reached the bottom of Twitter hell when you are reading Stan Van Gundy's endorsement of property appraisers?
It was a bad thing. Stan Van Gundy bored us to tears saying, and I'm not saying it's not important. I wouldn't know if it's important or not. But once you've reached the radio portion of Stan Van Gundy talking about who you should vote for as property appraiser, you have lost your audience and, frankly, deserve to have lost your audience.
91% of the audience said yes. 9%, I would like to know your definition of what is Twitter
that?
Hell.
That is just, what is that? 9% of the voters are property appraisers.
Are you surprised at all that Christopher Walken was a lion tamer in the circus? Who would be surprised by that? I mean,
it's a great fact.
80% of the audience said no. If Stan Van Gundy ran for president with Stugatz as a running mate, would Stugatz both get Stan elected and arrested? I mean, come on, that's not fair. 94% of the audience said yeah.
What's not fair? That you wouldn't get him elected?
Yes. Have you already spent 92 days on the toilet in your life? I feel like I have, and so does 88.5% of the audience. How about that? Did you know that Hispanic moms and grandmas discipline their children by throwing sandals? 73% of the audience said yes. Which chocolate chip cookie is better, hard or soft?
This is a big one because I don't understand what Stan Van Gundy was arguing there.
He got caught up in the air, man. I'm telling you. He regrets it and should issue a public apology. 87% of the audience is not confused at all. They said soft, Dan. Those are the polls.
Thank you. Here it is. The pressure is on Roy. We are opening up the club for the weekend.
I'm nervous.
Roy is not. Roy has been steady. Roy has been stoic and calm. Right. He has been in control of the ship. First sound in the club, Roy. Why are you making a sour face, Billy? Okay, a weak start. No particular reason. You don't want to talk?
This damn computer locks itself, and then I need to put in new passwords, and then I can't talk to you while I'm typing in the past technology. Okay,
good work, Billy. Excellent work to close out the segment.
I don't know.
Thanks.
I mean, yeah,
yeah, you don't know. Who, yeah, I don't know. And I don't understand how often we're bad at radio. You want to defend yourself? Go ahead and defend yourself, Billy. What's the defense?
I've been worried that it was going to happen to me for weeks now because every time this thing decides to lock itself, I have to put in a password. And it's like right when you're talking, I'm like, please don't come to me. Please don't come to me. Please don't come to me. And of course, as soon as it locks today, I'm like typing it in and I type it in and I hit prompt, enter, 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 enter. And you're like, Billy, Billy, Billy. And I'm like, enter, enter. No, don't go to me. And of course,
I'm still marveling that he thinks you talking and no words coming out is a better solution than waving him off.
Well, Charlie sent, Charlie, as far as I know, so just Charlie's title in my
Are you
going to
say anything? Well, it's unbelievable how bad that is. What do you have, Billy? What do you have for us on that?
Well, I was just going to ask, because you said something about armadillos jumping, and I was confused about that. Just wanted to get clarification. Well,
Ron McGill said that when an armadillo is in panic, it jumps up 3 feet in the air, and you jumped straight out of the Zoom box. You were panicked, and you were just waving your hands, and then I looked, and you're defying gravity, hovering, levitating above the Zoom box, because you totally panicked.
This is passwords, man.
Well, Charlie, as far as I know, so just Charlie's title in my
Are you going to say anything?
It's breathtaking. For the weekend.
Breathtaking. It really is. It should go in the Radio Hall of Fame for incompetence. What else?
Charlie, as far as I know, so just
the theme Charlie's this week to the club.
Title in my
Are you going to say anything? Club. You may have noticed that Roy's run out of sounds. Roy warned us he's only got 3 sounds there, and I just waved him off and blew through it.
He's going to have to sit with that Billy Will for 4 days.
Well, Charlie, as far as I know, so just Charlie's title in my
Are you going to say anything? Chris is yelling at the Zoom right now. Roy, play another sound. Roy is wilting under the pressure, and yet it's funny because it's Billy.
I don't know. God, I don't know. I have a terrible answer for this. God, I don't know if I would do it. I would probably just, man, I don't know. I don't know if I would do it.
The Sedano Show, 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. on ESPN LA 710 and the ESPN app. Why are you making a sour face, Billy? No particular reason?